If you could just take those out and silence them for the next hour, out of respect for the people next to you, and also out of respect for our guest speaker. This gentleman is one of the top leaders in all of Legal Shield, one of the best trainers in all of Legal Shield, and has come all the way from the great state of California to share with us the information that has allowed him to be a stay-at-home dad with a six-figure income because of this company. So would you all give a warm welcome to Mr. Mikhail Mecki.
How the rest of y'all doing?
Good stuff. Well, I'm definitely excited to be here this morning with you all. First time in Utah. And I love it. Great state. Not playing. I like it here. I had a great time with Mr. Hall yesterday, just kind of driving around, and the environment was just sucking me in. All the outdoor stuff and people walking around and just the beautiful sunshine. It's a really, really cool place, especially because I've been to places like Arizona in the summertime where it's just way too hot. And so I don't ever care to live that close to the sun, ever. That's not a smart decision. And then I've been in New Orleans where it's just constant humidity, so you just no need to shower, just walk outside. So this place right here is perfect. So love it here. And excited to be here before you really to share some information. I'll give you my background, my Dun and Bradstreet or my Dun with Broke Street, as one of my good friends like to say. I got started in this business pretty much just like everybody else. How many people work a job? Right? Or own a business. Right? Okay, so most people in the room. And that's where I was. I was working my job, and I've had a bunch of different backgrounds because I did all the things my parents told me to do. Everybody's parents told me to do the same thing, right? Go to school, get good grades, and then go get a good what? A job, right? So all of our parents either, we got, you know, they related to each other or they read the same parenting books, right? They all say, teach your kids to get good grades, go get a good job. Your parents didn't teach you to get good grades. We need to talk about the parenting. But anyway, here's the thing. So I got the good, well, I didn't get good grades. Let me tell the truth. Because I don't want to lie, because you can Google stuff nowadays, right? So I'll be honest with you. I got good grades sometimes, and then sometimes I didn't. Depends on how I felt about the teacher. So I got everything from a 1.8 to a 3.8. And so I kind of played both sides of the fence depending on where I was, but I graduated. So that's good enough, right? Got out of school and then went to college and tried it for a little while. I call it a trimester. Didn't stay very long. But I got out and I got into a trade school and I got into the medical field. And so my first job at age 18 coming out of the trade school, I was an EMT on the ambulance. I got hired doing critical care, neonatal transport, long word for taking very small babies to the hospital. Where they could live and grow and then eventually get released. And so did that, and my first job was paying me about $36,000 a year. Now, if your child was 18 years of age and you were just glad that they finally made it out of high school and then they got a job paying $36,000 a year, would that be a good job for your child? Would you be proud of your child? Would you like throw a little party for him, get him a cake, like 36 candles, right? That would be exciting to know that your child did something like that. Well, that's what happened for me. I did that, and I worked that job for a while, but you know, about a year or two later, I added a child and a spouse to that $36,000. So how many of y'all realize that's not the same money, right? It was great as a single guy out there spending money, but with a child and a spouse, and then about a year later, I added another child to that. And then about 2 years later, all of a sudden, I found my income was going up, but it wasn't meeting the expectations of my family. And so I needed to do something else. And so I was working a job, but then I decided to take a second job. Anybody ever take a second job before? Right? And then when that didn't work, I got really, really smart and decided to start a business and work a job. That's like that's ultra intelligence. So now I've got a coffee shop that I'm running. 21 years of age, I got a coffee shop that I'm running, and I'm trying to work a full-time job and raise a family all at the same time. And I'm just drowning in debt because the coffee shop, I'm pouring my money into that for my job. And then when the coffee shop started to pick up a little bit, I got super smart, like ultra intelligent, and opened up a 99-cent store across the street from the coffee shop. So now I'm running two businesses, working a full-time job. I'm going nuts trying to figure out how to keep this thing all together. And eventually, the coffee shop, 99-cent store, walked away from that. Decided I couldn't work for anybody else anymore in that capacity. So I started getting into different professions. And, you know, I started, you know, a construction company. We started an online mortgage company. We did a lot of different things, all in the pursuit of making money. And one day I woke up and realized that my whole goal was to get money as an issue out of the way. That's really what the goal was. I didn't want to work to say I was working. I wanted to work to earn income, to be able to take care of my family so I could do the things I wanted to do. And so I got a phone call one day about this company called Legal Shield. It was a friend of mine who we had a couple of businesses together before. And he called me and said, hey, are you open to take a look at Legal Shield, take a look at the information? And I said, no, I hung up the phone. And that's kind of how the story went. He was silly because he called me back a month later and said, hey, are you open to take a look at Legal Shield? And I'm saying, this is the same guy that I said no to last month, but maybe he didn't hear me because I didn't say it loud enough or mean enough. So I had to put a little more emphasis in the no the second time around. Like, I said no the first time. Don't call me. I'm not interested in this thing. It doesn't sound legal. He kept calling me like month after month. I mean, the insanity of this person. Every month, calling me and asking me, are you open? Are you open? I finally, one day, he caught me at the right time. It was like 11 o'clock at night. And because I can't lie quickly, so if you want to get the truth, just ask me a question on the spot, and you're going to get the truth. Because I don't know how to make up a lie that fast. It's too complex to lie, right? And so he called me and said, what are you doing? And I was like, I'm online. He said, doing what? I said, well, I'm taking my real estate principles test. He said, but you told me you weren't interested in opportunities. I said, well, it's not that I'm not interested in opportunities. I'm not interested in your opportunity. So he said to me, so what's my opportunity? I said, well, you know, the legal thing. He said, but what is it? I said, well, I don't know. He said, well, if you don't know, how are you not interested? I said, I'm not quite sure. He said, well, did you watch the videos I've sent you? Because back then they had VHS tapes. I said, well, no, I really actually didn't watch the VHS tape. Since we haven't watched the tape, he said, did you look at some of the stuff I sent you? He had been sending me stuff like news articles and he sent me a whole profiles of success, right? The whole book, not like a page that would interest me, a book of successful people in Legal Shield. I hadn't looked at that. Matter of fact, I had never even opened it. And he said, look, do me a favor right now. Go online. Take a look at it right now. Just right now. And matter of fact, it was a DVD, a CD-ROM. He said, pop the CD-ROM in that I sent you. Take a look at it right now. I took a look at it. Immediately I got the membership. And I kind of felt bad because I said, wait, I needed this membership in my life at least 20, 30 times. I'm an idiot to not have had the membership. It's like not having AAA. You're going to lock yourself out at some point. You are going to run your battery down. It is good to not have AAA is saying that you're infallible. It'll never happen. It will happen. And so there's going to be a legal situation. And so I said, you know what? I want the membership. Thank you for bugging the life out of me. Sign me up right now. And he said, okay, great. But he said, that's not the end of this. So what do you mean? He said, well, I want you to take a look at the opportunity. I said, look, I'm not interested in your little legal business. I don't have time for that. I'm super busy. He said, look, all I'm asking you to do is take a look at the information. And I looked at it, and I'm going to share with you what he shared with me back then. I took a look at it. Needless to say, after about 10 minutes, I got real quiet, and I just said, look, is this for real? And he said, well, what do you mean? I said, because I'm looking at all these people making income. I'm looking at all these people living this lifestyle. And I'm a little bit confused because I've seen stuff like this before. This just looks too good. It just makes too much sense. And I don't need my heartstrings to be toyed with. You know what I mean? I'm looking for something. I'm not looking to get all excited about something and then it's gone tomorrow. Because I've been involved with those companies. I've been to those meetings. You go to the meeting and everybody's rah, rah, we're going to make all this money. And then, nobody's making any money. And then 3 years later, the company's out of business and everybody's looking for a new home. And so I didn't want to do that. And he got me on the phone with a gentleman that was making about $30,000 a month. And long story short, this business, I decided to get involved with the membership. I decided to get involved with the business. It changed my life. I used the membership right away, saved me money. I'll share those stories. I got involved with the business right away, earned some income. My mother earned income. I made about $2,200 my first month. My parents made about $1,500 their first month. They helped a bunch of friends make $1,000 their first month. And all of a sudden, this thing that I had no interest in for over a year began to change my life. Actually made over $62,000 my first 12 months in Legal Shield in my spare time. So that's what happened for me. So we're going to jump right into it now. What is Legal Shield? I love this because Legal Shield, it's a unique service and a priceless benefit. Priceless means you can't really put a price tag to the benefit that you get. You really can't put that there. And so I love our service because we want to give you the unique ability to talk to an attorney without worrying about the high hourly cost. Has anybody in the room ever wanted to talk to an attorney before? Right? But what do you do if you don't have a family attorney? Now, if you have a family attorney, you bug the life out of them, right? I know that because I got family attorneys and, they got people on caller ID watch. They don't pick up the phone for certain family members because they know this is a free consultation. There's never any money involved. It's always, can you do this? Can you do that for me? And so, I have family attorneys like that as well. But I love being able to pick up the phone and not have to worry about what it's going to cost me, no matter how traumatic or trivial the situation may be. Here's what I love about it, because all these situations happen to people all the time. I mean, has anybody ever signed a contract before? Right? Who writes contracts? So who should review the contract before you sign it? I mean, somebody goes to school for all these years to learn how to write this complex legality, linguistic contract with all this stuff in it, and then we've never had that type of training, but we sign it anyway. Right? We should have an attorney review that stuff. You know, I mean, anybody ever been treated unfairly? Overcharged for a repair? Right? What do you do in that situation? You know, stomp your feet and walk out? I'll never do business here again. Right? Like, that's going to really hurt that business. You know, or maybe we go on Yelp and say something negative about the business. But, I mean, really, what do we do when we're treated unfairly? What do we do when we try to return a defective product and they say, oh, no, I'm sorry, I can't take that back? So the average person doesn't really have the proper recourse, which is why we feel like we were violated sometimes, things of that nature. Or better yet, receive a traffic ticket. Anybody ever receive a traffic ticket? Like all of y'all? Because every one of you got radar detectors in your car. So you all are very... I've never seen that before. When I travel, I've never seen if every single car I get into has a radar. Because you all are concerned. So there's something going on here. We'll talk about that later. So now here's what I love about the service. Over 2 million people a year use the service. Because I get this question sometimes from people. Well, I don't know. I need to think about it. No, you don't. Look, there's 2 million people already utilizing service every single year. There is nothing to think about. You have legal situations. What you might want to think about is how have you been handling your legal situations prior to Legal Shield? Because for many of you, it probably wasn't the best way. You were probably making decisions and taking chances, hoping that the proper outcome would come out. But now you don't have to worry about that anymore, from refinance issues, landlord-tenant issues, if you own a rental property. There's so many different ways that you can utilize a service, and we're going to talk about that in a minute. Now, there's all these different areas of coverage with our service. But here's, I want to give you this image. Imagine you have a card in your pocket, right? And it allows you to walk into this door. And on the top of the door, it says Kaiser and Blue Cross, Blue Shield, whatever. And whatever your physical ailment may be, they can properly route you to the department that will handle that. So if you have a hurt foot, you go to see a podiatrist. Something's wrong with your child, they send you right to the pediatrician. Heart problem, cardiologist. Whatever your situation is, the card allows you access to the specific person that will help you in that situation. That is Legal Shield. That is the Legal Shield card. So some people try to they say, well, can you explain to me how your legal service works? I can tell you how people use it to give you some ideas, but if you have a medical card in your pocket, it works just like your medical card. Period. It's really, do we overthink medical? Like we get a job, we get our medical card, we say, okay, let me ask you a couple of questions, HR director. Let's say I have a cough on a Thursday, and can I call the hospital after 11 o'clock at night if I have a tickle in my throat? What if my child sprains his ankle? Do I have to wait 3 days before we can see the doctor, or should I call? Or how does this work? See, we don't ask all those questions. We get a medical card, and we know we're taken care of. We just go to the hospital, and then they figure out what we need to do. Now, is everything free with your medical card? Right? So some things are routine, maintenance, stuff like that. Some things are what they call elective surgeries, right? So you can't do everything, right? If you decide that you just all of a sudden want, you know, a different nose and ears and, right, you can't just do that for free on the medical plan, right? If you want those Dr. Spock ears, you have to pay for that, right? Now, they might do it at a discount, though, right? Cosmetics, they might give you a little 25% discount on the Spock ears, but it's not free, is my point. So everything's not free with Legal Shield. There's some things that are paid for 100%, some things that are at a discount. Just depends on what you want to do. That kind of makes sense? If you just want to sue everybody you know, you're going to have to pay a little bit for that, right? We're not trying to help you just sue everybody. I'm going to sue all my neighbors. Okay, well, we need to talk about that first, right? But we'll take care of you. We'll help you out. We're just not going to help you out too much. But here's my point. You can use it for all these different things. You know, getting your will done. You know, it's sad to say, married with children, I didn't have my will done prior to Legal Shield. It's sad. But you know what? Most people don't. 7 out of 10 don't have their wills done, or at least they don't have it updated. Why? Because it usually costs $500 to $1,000 to go get a proper will done. Matter of fact, the first time I made my will, I'm embarrassed to say this, but I'll tell you the truth, I remember the first time I realized I really needed a will. I was on a flight, and we had hit the worst turbulence I had ever experienced in my life. Like, it was one of those turbulence experiences where, I don't know if any of you have been in a situation like that, where the turbulence is like, okay, it's over. This is it. We're going down. I'm confident. Right? I was praying, but I was just praying that it would just go quickly. Cause I wasn't praying. I knew we weren't gonna make it. It was really boom, 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 boom. And so in all of the insanity, I had a moment of clarity and took out a piece of paper and wrote my will on the plane. While cause I'm like, if it goes down, I need to have my will done. What I didn't think about is if the plane goes down, who's gonna find this piece of paper? Right? I mean, how does this work? Look, somebody wrote a will. Let's get it to the proper people. It's over, right? It's going to burn up. I don't know what I was thinking. So afterwards, I said, that was the dumbest idea ever. But it was leading me to the right decision, which is when I got home, I sat down with the Legal Shield kit and made my will. I'm so glad I did because I wanted to make sure that everything was taken care of for my family. And so I was able to get my will done. My wife was able to get her will done. All those things were taken care of because of Legal Shield. I had to worry about spending anything. That will was covered as a new member. When you get the membership, that will is covered at no additional charge for you or your spouse just for getting the membership, right? That's huge. Which is, if you're a guest today, it's a little bit different because we're already saying here, we're going to give you this, we're going to give you that. People are not used to that. People are used to just paying for something and paying through the nose. They're not used to getting things that they could actually utilize. We can talk about phone consultation. I've used a service so many times when I just needed to talk to an attorney about a simple matter. I had a traumatic issue one time. I bought a DVD player from this place that's supposed to have the best stuff. And so, because I don't want to say their name. And so I bought this DVD player and I took it home. Took it out the box, brand new. Took it out the styrofoam, and I set it on top of the box, and then I had to go out of town. So when I came back, I said, okay, let me see if this thing works. I plugged it in, it wouldn't work. It kept skipping, doing all types of crazy stuff. And so I said, okay, I'll take it back. And when I took it back, I said, look, I just bought this last week. I went out of town, and I come home, and it's not working. And he said, well, do you have your receipt? I'm like, oh, no, I don't have the receipt, but I just bought this last week, so I just need a new one. Like, well, sir, they pointed to the wall. Without a receipt, you can't return. I said, I know that's for people that's trying to steal stuff. Look, here's what I need you to do, right? I don't even want my money back. So this is not a scam or anything like that. This is your DVD player. I bought it last week. You can see that. You can check the credit card records. I just want another one. I don't want my money back. I like this DVD player. I just like another one. I'm sorry, sir. There's nothing we can do for you. You don't have a receipt, we can't have you return it. Like, okay, you don't understand. I got kids. I don't know what could have happened to the receipt. They might have drawn on it. I don't know what they might have done with it. But I know that I bought it here. You can check your records. And so she said, there's nothing we can do for you, so I'm sorry. I'm like, okay, no problem. I said, well, here's what I'm going to do. I said, I have this service that can help both of us out. She's like, what service is that? I said, I can actually call my attorney and ask them, what could you legally do so that you don't get fired and so that I get a new DVD player? I said, so let me call them and see what we can do together. So I pick up the phone and call the attorneys. And I put on speakerphone. And our law firm, Parker Stanbury. So, thank you for calling Parker Stanbury Law Firm. And she heard that on the phone. And all of a sudden, she scurried to the back. And three managers came out. I said, sir, what's the problem? Why are you calling your attorney? I said, well, no, I'm not mad. I'm just trying to help her figure the situation out so she don't get in trouble. No. Go back there and get a DVD player. Bring it up here and you can leave. Right? I mean, just like that. Just solve the problem. Right? So, that was exciting. I don't know what the attorney was going to do, but it was exciting just to get him on the phone. So, I mean, that's traumatic, though. That's trivial. That's not traumatic. That's not a big situation. But to be able to get the attorneys on the phone and get that type of advice is phenomenal. Speeding tickets. And I know some of you all have gotten the speeding tickets before. I had a speeding ticket coming out of Los Angeles down a hill. And, you're supposed to speed down a hill. The car goes faster. It's not your fault. Right? Really, they should wait until you level off and then see how fast you're going. To clock me as I'm going down the hill is evil. And so, right? It's not right. And so he got me going down the hill. He said you were going like 85 or 89. I was like, yeah, but I was going 80 before the hill, right? The hill made this happen. And so I pulled out. And so he said, well, sir, I got to write you a ticket. I said, okay, no problem. So I pull out my Legal Shield card. And, just on the back it says, if it's your question intention to arrest me or detain me, please allow me to call my attorney. And so he said, oh, you're a Legal Shield member. I was like, oh, yeah. He said, oh, well, you know how this goes. I'm like, wait a minute. I don't know where he's going with this. You know how this goes. So I said, well, what do you mean? He said, well, you're a Legal Shield member. He said, we all got Legal Shield. This is what he said. His officer, Highway Patrol, California. He said, we, everybody in my department. He said, some guy comes around every 90 days and signs up all the new hires. Yeah, we all got it. So you take your card, you're going to take this ticket, you're not admitting guilt, you're going to go home, you're going to fax it to Parker Stanbury, they're going to assign an attorney, and the attorney's going to show up to court, and they're probably going to beat the ticket. So just sign it and so I can get out of here. This is what the officer told me. I was like, this is some amazing stuff. So I took the ticket, I signed the ticket, I did all of that, and I sent it in. And I had to pay the bail, the $393 bail for the ticket, and then they would review it. So the attorneys just fought it by mail. They said, well, before we send an attorney court, we'll fight it by mail. We're going to, you know, plead your case. We're going to write all the statement of facts. We'll send it in. And it's so funny, when I got the ticket back, the $393 back. This was just last week. And at the bottom, it said something about dismissed for lack of prosecution. And I was like, oh, wow, yes, yeah, right, because, you know, either the attorney the officer didn't refile or didn't send his information in, or whatever the attorney wrote was just that good. But either way, I got my $393 back, right, from a ticket. So I love the service. Love the service. We could talk about the contractor document review. There's so many things we could talk about. The IRS protection. My parents, they got audited for over $100,000. And, you know, they were afraid they were going to have to come out of the pocket a whole lot of money to either an attorney to spend a lot of money to fight the situation. They didn't know what they were going to do. And they forgot that, you know, they had Legal Shield, but they didn't think Legal Shield would help them in the situation. And so they were panicking. And I remember them sitting at the table in their home panicking, saying, we're going to have to mortgage our home again just to pay this debt. And I said, well, have you called Legal Shield? And they said, well, I don't know. This is a big situation. Will they really handle this? I said, give them a try. They picked up the phone and called Legal Shield. They didn't tell me what happened right away. What ended up happening is I was at a presentation like this. And you know how you have testimonies come up on stage? And so my parents come up on stage to give a testimonial. I'm like, oh, wow, they got a testimonial. And they said, oh, yeah, we used a service. We got audited for over $100,000. I'm like, wow, yeah, they never told me what happened after that. They said, yeah, the law firm went to bat for me and our $100,000 turned to zero because Legal Shield got involved. Right? That's huge. And I was just a little upset. Because I'm like, why didn't I get that information? Right? I'm your child. I mean, don't you think that'd be a nice little phone call? Oh, by the way, it went to zero. No. They never even told me that it happened. It was just so nonchalant. Like, oh, yeah, Legal Shield took care of it. They erased that debt. Right? But it's a powerful part of the service. And so just to be able to have that on your behalf, we also have, you know, the trial defense. If you ever get sued or something like that, they can go to bat for you. I love that 75 hours of trial time. I also like the fact that, you know what, 25% discount. Because how many people like a discount? Right? I mean, here's the thing. I don't know. Do y'all have Nordstrom's Rack out here? Do y'all have Nordstrom's Rack? Yeah. Right? Okay, yeah. Y'all know you guys. You're like, yo, no, we got it. Right. We got it. Look, so would you shop at Nordstrom's or Nordstrom's Rack? I hope you would say the Rack. I used to work at Nordstrom's Rack. And guess where we got all our stuff from? Nordstrom's. Everything in Nordstrom's Rack came from Nordstrom's. Every day I would open up boxes that came from Nordstrom's. I would look at the price tag. $275 for a shirt. But we would punch the price tag, $79, and put the shirt on a rack. That's why it's called Nordstrom's Rack. So if it's pretty and folded, it's $279. If it's on a hanger, it's $79. But when I get home, I'm going to put on a hanger anyway. So you get my point. I'd rather get the discount. Does that kind of make sense? So you get the 25% discount. I can go on and on. And there's so many other things that the membership provides for you that we'll talk about. Identity theft. Fastest growing crime in America. You just want to protect yourself. If this ever happens to you, if you're ever a victim, you want to be able to pick up the phone. I happen to, my wife had, you know, she documents everything. And so she had her journal when she had her identity stolen. And she had journaled, you know, everything that happened from the time she called the police to the time she called the bank, the credit repositories, the paperwork she had to fill out. She had all this stuff documented about her identity theft situation. And I was like, wow, you're really good. I said, you know, I documented my identity theft situation well because I had my identity stolen one time. And I wrote in my calendar, contacted Kroll. And that was it. That's all I had written in my calendar. The company that provides our identity theft protection, the only thing I had written in my calendar is the day I called them. Because I didn't have to do all that other stuff. They had a licensed investigator that did all that for me, and within 48 hours, my problem was solved, whereas in her journal, it took her 2 weeks dealing with the stuff to finally get it taken care of. And it was just a simple credit card identity theft. It wasn't nothing major, but because she didn't have this service when she had her identity theft situation, she didn't have the ability that I had to make one phone call. And so here's what we do for you, because we're going to cover all these areas, the credit monitoring, the credit reports, you know, all the stuff that you expect to have happen when you have a credit monitoring service. But we're going to also go ahead and look at your databases, because your DMV database, all the different databases that are out there, we're going to check those for you to make sure that there's nobody out there already committing identity theft in your name. Because you could get the service now, and it may have already happened, and you don't even know about it. So we're going to do all of that stuff for you to make sure that you're taken care of in these situations. And then if your identity is stolen, we're going to have the restoration services. Now, here's what I love about our company. We have the best of the best law firms, over 100,000 attorneys networked nationwide and in Canada to deal with your legal situations. We have the best of the best in Kroll. Kroll's been around almost as long as Legal Shield, about 40 years. Kroll's done a lot of amazing things, started by a former CIA agent. And so this company deals with forensic investigation. It's like the CSI of money and identity. Does that kind of make sense? This is what they do. And so these companies have combined together to give you the service, $35.95 a month for everything I've just shared. Right? It's huge. So, now, in normally in sales, I used to work for Sears. I used to, in home improvement, I worked for a lot of big companies. We sold big ticket items. A lot of times I'd come into your house, and by the time I leave, you're spending $38,000 to get your kitchen remodeled. And so we would have to play games where we price it at $64,000, but if you put this sign on your lawn that we did the job, we'll take off 15%. If you give us 5 referrals, we'll take off another 5%. We, on all these games, all these drops, really, we get into the price that it was in the first place. But because we started at $64,000, $38,000 sounds like a bargain. So you're like, oh, thank goodness, $38,000. Ooh, I thought it was, no, I mean, it was $38,000 the whole time. But they just teach you to do that kind of stuff to price condition people. There's no price conditioning for $35, right? I mean, come on, you got to be kidding me. If somebody says they can't afford the service, we got to start all over again. Like from the scratch. I mean, we got to really figure out, okay, what's going on in your life? Look, most of y'all have a habit. It's called coffee. That costs more than $35 a month. Right? Starbucks is a habit, is an addictive source. Most people have that habit. Or people have, some of y'all got the candy bar habit. Right? You know, Snickers, Twix, Three Musketeers, right? Some people got the Lay's habit. They love chips. Some people have the, you know, the In-N-Out habit, right? I gotta go get my In-N-Out burger. I mean, there's some habits that we have that cost us more than $35, right? And so some people say, well, I can't. Some people got the cable habit. They got 400 channels of stuff on cable television. They only watch 4 channels, right? 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 Lifetime, USA, right? Only watch about 4 channels, but we got 400 channels, and we're spending $150 a month. For what? Right? Just go to basic cable and then get the service if finances are kind of funny, right? Get rid of 200 channels and then get the membership. That makes sense? So the membership is affordable to everybody. Does everybody agree? How many people see the value in the membership for $35? Right? It just makes sense. Okay, good stuff. And if you get the membership, your family can wear the same t-shirts and sit in the field. That's what we're saying. That's what we're trying to tell you, right? I'm trying to tell you that. So that's the purpose of this whole presentation. Matching clothes. So let's talk about the opportunity, and then I'm done to get out your way, and then we'll get to some training after that. The company's been around since 1972, 2.1 million requests of service every year, 1.4 million card-carrying members. Well, actually, it's about 5 to 6 million members, 1.4 million families having the membership. You know, in my family, it's myself, it's my wife, and 5 children are on the membership right now. My stepson, he still has a membership because he's in college. So it's actually 7 people on 1 membership. So a lot of folks don't understand when we say 1.4 million memberships, we're really talking about millions of people. So I pay $35.95 every month for my membership for 7 people to be covered on a membership because I have 2 kids in college, right? So everybody's covered on 1 membership. So when you get it, it covers you, your family, your spouse, children up to age 23 if they're full-time in college, 21, you know, 18 living at home, whatever they may be, they're covered under the membership. And so all these people, the service is great, owned by a New York-based equity firm. Now, this is what's important about the people that have that own Legal Shield right now. These guys are the best of the best when it comes to taking companies from where they are to where it's time to go. They came and found a little company called Jenny Craig years and years and years ago. And they established a relationship with them and made them a household name. They found a little company called Sbarro Pizza and said, this is a great concept. This should be in every airport, every strip mall, every major mall. Sbarro Pizza made them a household name. Found a little company called LA Fitness. I was watching a commercial the other day, and a Fresh Pet commercial came on. I was like, wow, that's Mid-Ocean Partners. And so I didn't really understand. It took me a while. So some of you, you know, maybe you didn't really understand how big it is to be a part of something like Mid-Ocean Partners, but they own a lot of stuff. They have a lot of money, and their talent is taking companies from $2 to $400 million a year to $2 to $5 billion a year. This is what they do. When they looked at Legal Shield and took a look at what we had, Our CEO, who was a trial attorney that used to have three law firms, New York, New Jersey, and London. So this is a gentleman, international lawyer, very successful. So when he came and he looked at Legal Shield, he looked at it with a fine-tooth comb because he was already an attorney. So he said, let me see who these attorneys are. Because he knew who he was. He wanted to see who these attorneys were. He said, let me see who the company is, who the people are that run the company, who the associates are out in the field. When it was all said and done, MidOcean wrote the biggest check. They wrote the biggest single check that they have ever written in their lives, $650 million, to get in bed with this company and take it to the next level. That's huge. So remember that number, $650 million, because it'll be important in just a minute. But $650 million, why? Because they saw an industry that was completely untapped. They saw a Kaiser before there was medical coverage in the popular United States. That's what they saw. That's what they saw. They saw an Allstate before people really had automobile coverage. That's what they saw. They said, wait a minute. This thing just makes so much sense. And so that's why they got involved, and now they're taking this thing on a whole other level. You're going to see the commercials coming out soon. All these things are going to happen because of the things that MidOcean Partners are putting in place. Even though we have been around for almost 40 years without them, where we're going over the next 5 years will eclipse the past 40 years, honestly, because of what we're doing right now. Why Legal Shield? Well, how many people go to work for the money? Right? How many people go to work for money? How many people go to work because you just love your boss? You go for free. You don't care. Right? Because here's how you know if you go to work for the money. I'll tell you right now. If you were to get in a car on Monday morning and drive on the way to work, and on the way down the road, the 10 or 15 or whatever's out here, on the way down the road, you get a phone call from the payroll department. Say, hey, just want to let you know, we actually ran out of money. So we can't pay you for about a month. But on Saturday, you told that guy you don't work for the money, so you don't come here for the money anyway. So just come on into work. Just come on into work. We ain't going to pay you, but you love us anyway. You ain't here for the money. How many people would turn around and go right back home, right? See, that lets you know you're there for the money because you got bills to pay. See, it's so funny because people say, well, money isn't everything. You know what? Last time I heard, it ranks right up there with oxygen. Is it hard to breathe when you broke? Right? Ain't it hard to breathe when you broke? You get a bill, you're like, oh, my goodness. Right? It's hard. Something goes wrong with the car, you get two flat tires. See, when you broke, see, people say that some rich people always think about money. You know what I found out about rich people? They actually don't think about money. That's why they got better golf scores, right? They're not thinking about money. They're just out there swinging. They're not thinking about the fact that they're paying $200 for a round of golf. They're not thinking about money. They already have money. They pay people to think about their money. They got accountants and stuff like that. They're not thinking about, because the money is coming in passively. They've developed an income stream where now they can actually go live life. They hiking hills and riding bikes and taking their families on vacation. They're not sitting there stressed out over a table figuring out how to keep the lights on. See, what we're showing you is how we can get money as an issue out of it. Now, I know some of you in the room are independently wealthy. Y'all got money stacked to the ceiling. God bless you. Congratulations. But for those that are still looking, this is a way to show you how to get income out the way. Does that kind of make sense to everyone? So we want to get income. What about time? I know a lot of people that have a lot of money, but no time. Right? They have no time at all. They wish, like when I had my coffee shop, we were making some decent income, but I had no time. If I left for one day and was not there, I would come back and something wouldn't be right. It just wouldn't. And I would have to go ahead and fix that. I remember one time I had decided to go away for about a week. When I came back, the whole crowd that I built up that was coming to my coffee shop every morning, my morning regulars, none of them were coming back. Because the person that I put in charge, they didn't have my same demeanor. They weren't. And people said, well, I can just go down the street. I don't have to come here if I'm not going to have that same warm greeting and the laughter and the exchanges. And so I almost lost my business because I went away. See, what I love about this is now you can have time back. Because here's what I found. If you got income and time, you got freedom. You got money and time. Like, anybody ever been off of work? Well, you don't have to answer this question. I'll tell you where I was in my life at one point. 2 weeks off of work, but didn't go anywhere. See, that's because I had time, but no money. 2 weeks vacation, but I said things like, oh, I'm just going to stick around the house, clean the house. Don't nobody want to clean the house for 2 weeks, right? There's not that much cleaning in the world. And if it is, that's a messy house. Well, I'm going to stay home and clean up for 2 weeks, right? Vacation is not going to a relative's house and sleeping on the couch or that sofa bed with that little bar in the middle. That's not a vacation, right? Come on, now, if you're doing that, do you really want to stay with your auntie and wake up and have to eat cornflakes in the morning? You really don't want to do that. You want to be in a hotel. You want to wake up, kick your feet out, and, you know, go swim in the pool. And that's what we really want. But when we have no time, no income, then even when we have time, we don't have the freedom to do what we want. Freedom, I remember the first time I experienced true freedom in a restaurant. This might seem trivial to you, but it was everything to me. I sat down and I opened up the menu, and they had steak and lobster. And I was confused at my choices, so I ordered both. And the lady walked up to the table, and she said, "Is it someone's birthday?" I said, "No, lady, I'm just hungry." Right? But I realized that's freedom. Because I said, wait a minute, most people probably don't order the steak and the lobster. Most people like, I'll have the chicken, right? Or whatever's affordable, right? That's what most people are, oh, is that $19? There's that limit in our brains of how much we can spend on something. Now, don't get me wrong, I don't do that all the time, right? I do value money. But it just felt good to be able to say, let's go eat what we want to eat. To be able to take my wife and say, let's go to this restaurant. You know, until I started to make money, I didn't even know to even get a steak that costs more than $50. For a steak? First time I saw it, I was like, so what comes with the steak? She's like, no, sir, that's the steak. Then you can have sides. So the $50 is just for the steak. There's no sides with the steak. It's just, you know, there's no bonus prize or nothing. Just one piece of meat, right? I didn't know. I had no idea. I didn't know that there were hotel rooms that cost $500 a night. I just didn't know. Now, I'm not saying you got to go out there and do that, but sometimes you got to do something just once. Just to enjoy. Just to get the treatment and, you know, go. I didn't realize you could send your wife to the spa for a whole day. A day at the spa. It's a day spa. I'm thinking nails done, feet done. No. You give her to us. We'll give her back to you later on tonight. I had no idea they did that kind of stuff. I also didn't realize that when you did that, the way your life would improve. I had no idea. Oh, if I'd have known about this. Oh, yeah. My wife's at the spa now. So my point is, like, really, she's at a massage right now. I love having the time, the income, and the freedom. Does that kind of make sense? Why now? Market potential. How many people agree that people need money and legal services in America right now today? Right? People need money. Look, we can argue all we want to about politics. We can argue all we want to, this side, that side. When it's all said and done, what is that going to do for us right here, right now, today? What is that going to pay anybody's mortgage right now? The election is, what, 4 months away? I don't care who you vote for. I'm not going to argue with you about that. Because here's what I do know. No matter what you do in 4 months from now, is that going to help you pay the bill today? Is that going to put food on your table today? Is that going to solve your problem today? Is that going to let you take a vacation this summer waiting on somebody else to get in the office? No. See, what I found out is the value of being an American is that we have the right to choose. We have the right to make money whenever we want to. We have the right to free enterprise. The problem is most people don't take advantage of free enterprise, so they miss out on this stuff. They say, I'm going to wait for somebody else to change it for me. No, we can change it ourselves in our own economy. The market is right. Customers need our product. All we have to do is get involved, and we can change our economics immediately. Does that make sense to everybody? Good stuff. So, here's what I love. It's only $149 to get involved with Legal Shield. Now, remember I said it was $650 million for MidOceans to get involved with Legal Shield? Would you rather pay $650 million or $149? They paid $650 million to get into this bad boy. You pay $149, guess what? They only make money when we go out and market memberships. Does that kind of make sense? That's the only way they make money is when we market memberships. Guess how we make money? When we market memberships. Do you realize MidOcean Partners spent $650 million for the same opportunity you have? Now, granted, they make money off the entire company, but they also spent $650 million. So they got to make a lot of money back just to make it worth their while. But you only paid $149, so you don't have to do as much volume as they have to get your $149 back. Does that kind of make sense, everybody? So you get all these things, a business in a box, a comprehensive kit. I mean, you get everything. But what I really believe you get a team of people that are willing to help you. See, at your job, most people's job, the supervisor's not trying to teach you how to be the supervisor because you will take their job. In Legal Shield, the six-figure income earner is trying to teach you how to be the six-figure income earner because you can't take their six figures. So they're not worried about you taking their money. They're trying to help you get your own. That makes sense to everybody. So how does this work? I mean, how many people don't have a lot of time? How many busy people in the room? Busy people? Because we love busy people. If you're busy in the room, we love. This is the perfect business for people that have no time. Because I talk to people all the time and say, I got no time. I say, well, you're perfect. Come on. Because people with a lot of time is tough with them because you're going to ask a lot of questions and it's going to take a lot of time. So I love people that have no time because they don't have a lot of time to ask questions. Like, look, I ain't got no time. How many hours a week you got? 5. Perfect. We can make you a whole bunch of money in 5 hours a week. Let me tell you why. Because in 5 hours a week, can you let somebody look at a flip chart? Can you put somebody on a phone call or even a pre-recorded call so you're not even on there with them? Can you get somebody to look at a website? Just say, hey, you know what? I'm on my way. Can you look at this website? I'll call you later. Can you send somebody a DVD in the mail? Can you hand somebody a DVD? Can you be at work and say, hey, I know we're busy. I just got involved with something on Saturday. Look, take a look at this DVD. I'll call you back tonight. This is easy stuff. We have luncheon. Do we eat lunch here? In Utah, we eat lunch, right? Right? So could you eat lunch with another person and make money? See, eating lunch by yourself costs you money. Taking somebody to lunch makes you money. Right? This is simple stuff. So you can actually get to, I had a gentleman, he actually works for Kaiser. It's their busy season right now. And so he said, look, I'm real busy. I can't do anything at night. I got so much going on. I said, well, do you eat lunch with people? He said, yeah, I eat lunch with people all the time. I go to lunch with about 7 people every day from my office. I said, well, why don't you treat them to lunch? I'll come do a presentation. So he had 7 people come to lunch. I did a presentation. 3 of the people got the membership. And then one of the persons came to a presentation and is now getting started in the business. This was on his lunch break. So he made, I don't know, $300 on his lunch break and got a new person started in the business on the same lunch break that he was taking every day that was only costing him money. Now the lunch actually made him some money. Does that kind of make sense, everybody? So different ways to do the business. Let's talk about the money and then I'm done. I love the economics of our opportunity because I don't know where else you can go in America, market a $35 product and make more than $5. You know, I was in another company. We did health and wellness and nutrition. And I remember we had this one bottle of diet stuff, you know, 30-day supply and, you know, of the pills. And it was about $30 for the bottle. And my commission on that was about $5. But the challenge was that in order to get the bottle to the person, I could mail it. But then now it cost me like $2. So that's my commission ends up being $3. I can drive it to her, but then I spend $5 in gas. So it was a wash on even delivering the pill. But this is what I was doing. I was thinking I had a business, but I didn't have a business. Making a $5 commission, and I spend half of my commission figuring how to get the product to the person. Here's what I love about Legal Shield. Somebody can go online and sign up on your website. Somebody can, you know, fill out a paper app today, and we send it into the home office. The company's just going to pay you directly into your bank account or send you a check, whatever one you choose. But here's what I love. That $35 product, on the low end, you're going to get, see, as a junior associate, it says 34 plus 34. So they're going to give you $34 up front, and then after you market your fifth membership, they'll send you the other 34. So let's just call it $70, because we can help anybody sell 5 memberships in a month. Does that kind of make sense? So $70, 7 times 5 is what? 35. So it's what? $350 as a brand new person. So you invest $149. Now, if I asked you as a new person to go sell 5 memberships on your own, I can understand if you didn't accomplish that in 30 days. I would totally understand. Because if you've never done this before, this might be a little difficult for you. You're not going to know what to say. It's trial and error. You might mess a few people up. You might be gun shy. Things could happen that mess this process up where you wouldn't get it done. But if you have somebody like a Dave Hall or some of the other leaders sit down in front of your people for you, do you think they can market 5 memberships for you in a month? Right? I mean, because if you got these leaders in the front row that have done this a million times, this is second nature to them. You put them in front of 5 people, you'll probably end up with 5 memberships. You put them in front of 10 people, you'll definitely get 5 memberships and a couple of new business partners. So we're not asking you to rely on your own success rate here. We're saying get involved, partner with us. The leaders will go do the presentation for you, but guess what? You keep the commission. So they're not going to go do the presentation to your cousin and take the membership. They're going to do the presentation for your cousin. You get the membership. So as a brand new person, if you made $350 for a $149 investment, how many people think that's a good investment? Right? Could you find another place to put $149 and make $350 by the end of the month legally? No. Okay, absolutely. I got to throw that in there sometime. Now, then you move up to associate, start making $103. You move all the way up to executive director, 252, the top position in the company. You can also make money by helping other people. This is my favorite part because I love linear income. That's great. You go out and work, you get paid. You don't work, you don't get paid. But look at the money on the white column, that override income. This is that, would you rather be the real estate agent or the real estate broker? Right? Why would you want to be the broker? Why are you making money off of people? Isn't that wrong? Isn't it wrong to make money by helping people? Because this is the insanity that I hear. People say, oh, this is one of them schemes where you make money off of people. I don't want to do nothing like that. You're kidding, right? You live in America, free enterprise system. You're kidding, right? You see, if you're not making money from people by helping people, that means you can only help yourself. That means that you might actually be doing something that is actually selfish. If all you help is yourself, unfortunately, you're not. Look, if you want to be great, service to many leads to greatness, as a wise man once said. Service to many leads to greatness. Some of you all go to church. The whole principle is to give back. You don't keep it all and say, oh, nope, it's all for me, I can't give back. Nope, I'm not right. Nope, no tithes, no offerings. Nope, all for me. God knows my heart. No! You got to write a check. Why? So we can take this money and go do something with it. Go help some other people, right? So this concept runs parallel with the spiritual concepts that many of us have. Helping people. And by helping people, you get paid. You want to get paid a lot of money? Help a lot of people. You know, the greatest feeling I had when I had my first year where I made six figures is I have people on my team that made $50,000, $40,000, $80,000, $30,000, $20,000 that year. So I made six. See, at my job, if I made six figures at my job, guess how many other people I helped make six figures? Zero. I didn't help anybody else. Matter of fact, I had friends that needed a job, but because my job wasn't hiring, I could take them to dinner, but I couldn't teach them how to make enough money to take me to dinner. So I could go out and hang out with them. I could go out there and, you know, kind of shower them with the income I've earned, but I couldn't teach them how to get their own. When I joined this company, it felt so good to say, you know what? This company, don't worry about the other company that wasn't hiring. This company is hiring. I can show you how to make your own income. I can show you how to do some things to where you can free your family. So you don't have to envy somebody's lifestyle. You can create your own. Does that kind of make sense? That's what that white column represents, helping other people. So let's say that you're an executive director, right? You know, just so that you can kind of imagine. Who's our guest in the room? Where's some of our guests? I want to pick somebody up. Raise your hand. What's your name, sir? What is it? Warren. Give Warren a round of applause. Warren's an executive, right? I want Warren to be our executive for the day. But let me show you how this works. Now, Warren, you're an executive, but let me show you how time freedom works. Warren is on vacation. He's in Maui, Hawaii. Many of us got back from Maui the other day. So he's in Maui relaxing on the beaches. And matter of fact, you are a part of the island. Your cell phone doesn't even work. So your team can't even call you to say, hey, Warren, I need some help. But Warren introduced his cousin Dan. Now, Dan lives in Dallas, and he's on the team in Legal Shield. Dan sells a membership. He's going to make that $200 in commissions for himself. But Warren, because he introduced Dan, he's going to make the $44. So if Dan does 10 memberships, he's going to make $2,000 that week. Warren's going to make $440 that week. Is that a bad thing? Is he making money off of people? Is he in a pyramid scheme? No, because Dan did the work and made the bulk of the money. But because Warren introduced him, he made $440, right? Now watch this. Dan gets excited. He introduces his cousin Mike in Miami. Mike's a manager. Mike sells a membership. Mike's going to make his same income, right? What? Right? 182, 172. But watch what happens. Dan's going to make 34, but Warren's going to make 44. Now, this is nice because Dan and Warren both made money now. But Mike made the bulk of the money because he sold the membership. Now, Mike introduces his cousin Sam in San Antonio, Texas. Sam in San Antonio, Texas sells a membership. He's going to make 138. Not bad. Mike's going to make 34. Dan's going to make 34. But Warren's going to make 44. Now see, here's what happens. Let's say in that week, Sam got excited. Maybe he's sending his kids to private school with Legal Shield money. So he said, look, I got to go ahead and make this money to pay the private school tuition this month. So he's a senior associate. 10 memberships at his level times 138 is how much money? $1,380, right? We can all do that math. That's why I'm using multiples of 10. It's real easy. So $1,380 for doing 10 memberships. But guess what? When he made $1,380, Mike made $340. Dan made $340. But Warren, all the way in Maui, Hawaii, made $440. Now, Mike has the same scenario. Mike says he wants to sell 10 memberships that week because he has some things that he's trying to do. End of the month, paying his mortgage, whatever. He goes out there and markets a membership. Remember, maybe he walks into a business, markets it to the business. Maybe he markets it to the employees. I don't care how he gets the memberships. My point is he does 10 memberships. He makes about $2,000. But guess what? Warren's still going to make $440 off the $2,000. See, here's what begins to happen. All of a sudden, you let's say all the way down to the bottom, 10 memberships here, 10 memberships there, 10 memberships there, 10 memberships there. What would you do if you had an extra $2,000 a month coming in passively because you had people going out and doing it because they wanted to, not because you wanted them to? What would you do with an extra $2,000? Well, if let's say that you didn't, because option A is to get involved with legal. Now that you know this exists, you've got to get involved because it just makes sense. Because what did Warren being on the beach have to do with Dan selling the membership? Right? Matter of fact, Dan's not coming back. He's going to look at his check and say, I'm going to stay another week. Made an extra $2,000. He's going to write a postcard back saying, go, Dan, go. Just do your thing, right? He's not coming back for another week because he's got that extra income coming in. See, now you can go out and do what you really want to do. Some of you all may want to write that book, or you may want to travel the world, or go on that 2-week cruise, or just do some of the things. Maybe take that honeymoon you never had a chance to do because, you know, you spent all your money on a wedding, couldn't do the honeymoon. Whatever it might be, now you have that opportunity because of passive income coming in. Does that kind of make sense to everybody? There's one last way we get paid. It's called residual income. It means you get paid over and over and over again for something you've done one time. You know, at my job, my last check was my last check. Can you believe that? When I stopped working, they stopped paying me. I love Legal Shield because they continue to pay me month after month for things that I did back in 2001. Because the income can, as long as those people keep their memberships on the books, we continue to get paid. We got car bonuses. Some of you all are driving some of the new BMWs that the company is giving out. Give them a round of applause for that. We'll talk about that in a minute. Right, this is huge. You know, at my last job, they didn't care how I got to work. Legal Shield, they say, oh, you want a BMW? You've been around for a year? Here, drive a BMW. They give you the $500 a month to get a BMW. They send us on exotic vacations. My wife and I have been on 7 of the vacations, and it's just amazing. You get there, and you just, I mean, they give you the wristbands, so you don't have to worry about paying for food or drink or anything like that. They give you money so you can go do excursions. All of these things are done because you're just an associate in the company doing some basic stuff. A vacation every single year for doing some basic stuff, and we'll talk about that later on. And I can't even get into all the other perks that the company's giving away. I mean, last time, we were just a couple months ago, we was at an event, they gave away 300 iPads, they gave away a bunch of cars. I mean, this company is constantly going over and above, and what they do at the platinum level, they give away Bentleys now and send them to London for a week. I mean, it's just insane the incentives that the company puts out there just for doing some basic things. And so as we wrap up, understand, look, we've paid out over $1 billion. This is for some of y'all that are going to go home and try to talk to that negative spouse like I did when I got started. My spouse was negative. She said, go get your money back. The people, they scammed you. You know why? Because she didn't see this information. And I was mad at her for not having vision, not realizing that she was blindfolded trying to make a decision. I actually went home and asked her what she thought about Legal Shield, but she wasn't at the presentation with me. And so I didn't realize she's only speaking from a limited position. See, when I started to look at this and said, wait a minute, over $1 billion have been paid out. $1 billion in commissions have been paid out in the last 10 years. We've got over 50,000, we got over 1,000 people earning over 50,000 a year. At your job, how many people are earning over 50,000 a year at the job? If you have the right to go into payroll and look at payroll, I was at a job where I was able to do that. It's amazing how many people were not making over $50,000 a year. So in this company, think about over 1,000 people. Many of them are making over $100,000 a year. I have personal friends that are making $1 million plus a year in this business. And it's not because they're just ultra sharp and they were A students through school. It was because they properly positioned themselves. Look, if a train is going 100 miles per hour east and you're standing in its path, which way are you going? East, right? You don't have a choice. You're not going west. You are going east. Legal Shield is going 1,000 miles per hour east, 1,000 miles per hour straight up, 1,000 miles per hour to billions of dollars a year. You actually do not have to be that good to make money in this business. You've just got to be involved. Does that kind of make sense? And so I want to just share with you, there's a handful of people having success in the room right now. Some of these people, matter of fact, I just want to recognize folks. If you've hit the manager position, can you please stand up? Any managers in the room, please stand up. Give the managers a round of applause. Awesome. Congratulations, managers. We're excited for them because these folks are going out there making an extra $172 or whatever every time they market a membership. So they're doing very well. We also have directors in the room. Could any directors please stand? Well, give them a round of applause as well. You know, these folks are making an extra $200 on their lunch break. Do you know how hard it is for them to go back to work? After they sit down lunch with two people, they get the membership, they make $400. They're like, I'm not going back to work for a week, right? I mean, it's tough being, I remember being a director. And as a director, my average income, and I can actually show it to you, I got it in the car. My average income as a director was anywhere from $3,000 to $4,000 a month as a director. Like for 3 months straight, and then I went to executive. So as a director, it was hard to focus at work. They would say things like, if you don't get your tail in gear, we're going to fire you. And I'm like, well, I don't care, right? I mean, it's like, I got $3,000 a month coming in working 5 hours a week, and I'm working 50 hours a week for you all. Look, you can fire me, and it would be a favor at this point. But they would not fire. I had to actually quit. Do you know that? They wouldn't fire me so I could collect unemployment, so I had to actually quit because they wouldn't fire me. That was the first time I was mad about not getting fired. I'm like, man, they said they was going to fire me. They promised. So, anyway, directors, keep your jobs. I'm sorry, I was venting. I want to recognize the executives now. Can we have the executives just come to the front? Give a round of applause, the executives and ringers, any other success testimonials. Come up to the front, share their quick testimonials, please. Or do y'all want to do it like this? Okay. I couldn't take it off. You could just.
Oh, you're fine. Okay, my name's Ryan Burns. I got started working with the company about 5 years ago in September. It'll be my fifth year. But my intention was just to make an extra few hundred dollars for my car payment. But as I plugged into trainings like we're going to get this afternoon with Mr. Mecki, about 4 months in, it was paying me more doing this part-time than my full-time job. My first full year, it paid me a little over $60,000. My second year, we broke a six-figure income, and we've just absolutely loved the time freedom and the BMW the company put in our driveway.
Gabriella Martineau from St. George, Utah. You know, got involved with the business about three years ago, a little bit more than that. Truly, it's an empowerment business. I love to empower families and really give them back the encouragement to fight for what they believe in. Totally legal show.
Shalom. I'm Daniel Rona from Jerusalem and Salt Lake City. I've got both Zions covered in case one of them doesn't work out. I've been a tour operator and a tour guide in Israel for about 39 years. And even though I'm there just about every month, I collect a lot of personal information, a lot of financial information from my clients, about 20,000 clients later. If any of that were lost, and it doesn't matter whose fault, my wife and I would be responsible. Someone from Legal Shield showed me how to reduce my risk, increase my profits, and then my clients found out how they could do that. After 9 years, about 5,000 memberships later, we've created in our little team over $1.5 million income. I got a giant share of that. I really like Legal Shield.
My name is Kate Burns, and I've been in the business for almost 3 years now. When the information about Legal Shield was shared with me, I had a full-time job. I was also going to school full-time, so I really didn't have a whole lot of time to take on another project, but I knew that I needed the money, and I needed some more time freedom. So I decided to start working the business part-time, so I would work about an hour or two per day. That's really all I could afford to put into the business. Doing that, I made an extra $9,700 my first 3 months. That really caught my attention and made it really, really hard for me to pay attention to the boss at job. So I decided to walk away, and I just love this company.
My name is George Wilkinson. My background's corporate America, where I had the corner office, the window, the alarm code, the keys, the expense account, the car. I had arrived. I also had no life. About 13 years ago, this information was shared with me to give me my life back. And you heard Mr. Mecki talk about the residual component. If our team doesn't do anything, we don't do anything on an as-earned basis. We make right between $5,000 and $8,000 a year. Time freedom is what life's about. We love Legal Shield.
Hi, my name is Sally Gilbert, and I'm a homemaker and a full-time grandmother now, and that's one job you never retire from, but it doesn't pay anything, except the income is out of this world. Okay, but we got into this because we knew the day would come when we didn't want to depend upon our children to take care of us. Even though they said they would, I knew that was not going to happen if they had to choose between them and me. So we got busy, and we have built it. We've enjoyed it. We've enjoyed the car bonuses, the vacations. We just got back from Hawaii. And all of that's wonderful. But honestly, the real payoff in this is changing people's lives. Sorry, I get emotional about this, but when you see people's lives change, and when you see people about to lose things that they didn't want to lose and they have financial problems, I'll tell you, folks, when you can step in and bless their lives, that becomes a greater reward than anything I know of, and that's why we love this program.
As a brand new guest, that's my mom who joined the business 10 months after we did. It's nice having her in Maui as a babysitter for us when we go there. So my background is I never graduated from high school, don't have a GED, did manual labor jobs up until the age of 28 when I was introduced to this company about 12 years ago. And we started very part-time, just 5-10 hours a week. around my full-time jobs, but soon thereafter replaced our full-time income with this company. After our second year, it was paying us a six-figure income. It's never paid us less than six figures now for the last 10, almost 11 years in a row. A little over 7 years into the business, we joined the Millionaires Club, which simply means they paid us $1 million. And looking back at my previous place of employment, it would have taken me over 55 years to earn $1 million at a job I actually hated going to work at. So I love this company.
Awesome. And incredible testimonials. And so I'll tell you what, as we wrap up this morning and finish this part of the presentation, and we'll move, take a quick break and then move into our recognition, training, whatever else we have planned for the day. I can tell you, what Legal Shield means to me is just kind of what everyone else has said. I mean, really being able to hear these kind of stories, see these type of lifestyle changes, the freedom, it's just been a remarkable journey. And I've tried other companies before, and I heard different stories, but the stories that I've experienced in this company are just so real. The type of income is just real. The type of lifestyle change, and the people are real. There's no games being played here. Like other places I've gone, other companies I've looked at, there's games being played and people being moved to positions to make the market look like a certain. In this company, when somebody says they made $1 million, they actually got paid $1 million. You know, somebody makes a six-figure income, you know, that's $100,000 a year. That's actually been put in to the account. It's not a mythical income. It's not bonus bucks. You know, this is money. You know, the Burns account has had $100,000 in a year put into the account. And so when I look at that the type of opportunity we have here, it's life-changing. What it has done for me, I remember my oldest two kids, I never made field trips, never made PTA meetings, never made any of those things for them. Loved them. And I would tell them I was doing my job for them, but I couldn't do things for them. Even though I was working for them, I couldn't do anything for them. I couldn't be at the field trip. I couldn't do anything. What Legal Shield did for me is my youngest two, I haven't missed anything. Like, at all, period. I'm there at every field trip, anything that goes on. Matter of fact, sometimes we argue over field trips. I'm like, I need to go on this one. And my wife's like, well, no, they only can have one parent. I'm like, well, can I follow the bus in my car, right? Because I would like to be on this field trip. I've been on everything. We volunteered at the kids' school, the kids' middle school, and the high school. And now all of my kids are in high school now. I don't have any middle school kids. But this year, you know, the staff came to my wife and I, and they were very sad. And they said, you know, we're sad we're going to be losing you all. Because, you know, your kids are no longer going to be here. We wish you all could stay. I'm like, well, what made you think we weren't going to stay? So, well, you don't have any children here. I said, yeah, but I got all these other kids here now. All these other kids that I've developed a relationship from the sixth grade to the seventh grade. I'm here, and unless there's something that prevents me from being here, I'm here as a volunteer. You know, I got a name badge. I walk around the school. It looks like I worked. Everybody thinks that. We don't get paid anything. But because we have the income coming in, we're able to give back to other children now and be a parent for them when their parents can't be there. That's what Legal Shield means to us. And so it's a phenomenal, phenomenal opportunity. And so there's always three types of people to take a look at the presentation. First type person says, you know what, I just want the membership. If that's you today, don't feel bad. We're not going to tie you down and lock the doors. We want you to get the membership. Get the membership. Use the membership. Sometimes people use the membership and they come back because they tell people about it and they're not getting paid, but they're getting people signed up and they finally realize, wait a minute, I could have been making all this money. So get the membership. The second type of person has questions. I would encourage you to stay for this afternoon because, one, some of your questions will be answered. They really will. And then, two, you can also get a chance to meet some of the other people here. But what I ask you not to do is go home and ask the person that's not here what they think about Legal Shield. Because I've seen so many people make that mistake. They go home and ask a spouse, a cousin, a relative, a broke uncle sitting on a couch, you know, waiting for the UFC fight that don't start till tonight, and he watching all the pregame shows, right? I mean, that's not the guy you want to talk to right now. You want to talk to somebody that's actually making some money in this thing. Does that kind of make sense? And then, of course, the last person that you want to talk to, the last type of person in the room, third type of person says, you know what, I'm in for the money. I want to get started with this opportunity. Fill out your paperwork. Circle up with the person that invited you out. We'll get your paperwork started. Stick around for the training. We're going to share some good things. We're going to do some Q&A so we can get some questions answered. We're going to have a lot of fun. And I'll talk till Mr. Hall says no more talking. So with that, appreciate y'all coming out. We'll take a quick 5-10 minute break. Sign up, circle up, and we'll see you back in a minute. Take care.